Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you didn't eat too much. I know I did, and now I need to work it off. Excuse me for a second, please. Sorry about that. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Mary Hollis, your host. And thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. And I'm going to go on with the show, and because there are several things that we need to talk about. I do have... I text you all and ask you to please someone to volunteer to answer a question for me. And I did get someone to text me, but I didn't get anyone else. So I wanted to get a few more people to volunteer to answer the question that I text you. So, but we're going to first go over some of the things that we have talked about in the last, this is the fifth week. The first week we talked, I had a speaker on the air, Denise Brown, and she was very transparent and told us how she felt and what she, her feelings when she first heard that her husband was killed by the side of the road, helping, being a good Samaritan. And week two, the title was Your Love for God and Your Trust in Him. And that was very important for you to still trust God during this time of your journey through grief. Week three, we talked about from hopeless to hopeful in a dark situation. Week four, what becomes of the brokenhearted? I won't be able to touch on none of this, none of these topics again, because I need to, there's a lot that we're going to talk about tonight. But week five, and this is week five, coping method. Method and ways for you to cope that is best, that is right just for you. Coping methods are activities that gives us outlet for some of our emotions and physical energy. It helps us to get in touch with our thoughts and our feelings and begin to restore just a little bit of balance in our lives. Keeping a journal is one of the most common coping activities. One woman told me that sometimes no one seems to wants to listen to her. But so what she does, she just write instead. And a man wrote, said whenever he felt stuck, he would look back at his journal and could see how far he really had come. Here's some other things that you can do as far as coping, dealing with your coping methods. Some things, watching TV, movies, music, find tapes or CD that enjoy, that you enjoy and also your loved one had enjoyed, and listen to them. Or sing, play, compose music if you have gifts in your area. Artwork, draw, doodle, paint, knit, carve, do woodworking. Creative activities can be a wonderful outlet in your grief. It is important that you do something to keep your mind busy, to keep your mind from being so your feelings of loneliness. So these things are so important that you should take on. Meditation, prayer, and scripture. Some people find it helpful to light a candle, perhaps play some soft music, and sit quietly to meditate or pray or read from the Bible. Write letters. People have told me how healing it was to write letters to God. And I mentioned it in one of the different sessions that it's important if you're angry with God, write God a letter or even ask God questions about your feelings as far as your loved one. Some wrote letters to others, living people as well, whether or not they actually sent them. The act of writing helped them express their feelings. So, yes, writing does help you with your feelings, so try that if you have not. And also I suggested in one of, I think in one of my books I mentioned to purchase a beautiful journal, colorful, and just write in it. Write your feelings down. And sometimes when you write them later on, go back and read it and see what you have written. That helps also. Exercise, physical activity, jogging, walking, biking, or swimming is also very helpful. Physical exercise generally generates chemicals in our bodies that help us to feel better so we can cope with our loss. Talk, it's always good to talk to your doctor before you start a new exercise regimen. Because of maybe of health issues. So make sure that you do that. But I take, I go to yoga several days a week, and that releases, also releases stress, it releases the aches, the bone in my bone, and it also helps me feel better. And guess what? Here's one that you're going to find. Maybe you have done it, and if not, try it. Scream. This may sound silly, but some people find it therapeutic to scream. In the shower, in a pillow, in the car, in the parking lot, anywhere. Just scream. Scream that feeling out. Cry. Let the tears flow. the release of pent-up emotion energy can be freely freeing. Another thing, read. Some grieving people can sit long enough to read more than a few pages at a time, while others can bury themselves in books. Well, if you like to read, order and pick up a copy of A Widow's Touch. There are 26 stories of widows telling their true feelings. It will give you healing and encouragement. So try that as well. We have another book, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? A Widow's Manual. Order that book as well. Talking about your feeling is one of the most ways to work through them. Find a friend, family member, pastor, caregiver, support. But I mentioned before in my second book about a safe person. And that safe person is a person such as a friend or family, someone you can trust when sharing personal information, someone who is supportive and can offer guidance. It's always good to have a prayer partner, because when I have different situations that happens to me and my family, or any situation that I'm going through need prayer, I call my prayer partner. I have several. Call that person and talk to that person. That releases. The more you talk it out, you release those emotions. And this is just a beginning list that you might think of other activities that you just that is right for you. There might be something else that you do that releases your emotion or tension. As time goes on, you may always discover that your coping activity will change. Let yourself be the judge. Do these activities that feel right for you and are most helpful at this time. If any activity work for you is healthy, doesn't endanger you or someone else, then do it. Coping methods can be very effective ways to let loose of the energy and feelings that build up during your grief. So think about the things that I just mentioned. Have you done any of those things? Think about it. And how did you feel better? Did you feel better? Okay. I am looking. Give me a second. I'm looking for a telephone number for someone that's supposed to be answering this question for me. I'm going to ask the question again. But give me a second, audience. I'm trying to find that person on the air. Okay, one second here. I got lots of callers tonight, so I'm thank you so much for calling in. But here I found one of the callers that wanted to answer that question for me. And the question was, what did you do differently at Thanksgiving? What did you do that was in memory of your loved one? I want to hear, because your experience will help someone else. Or maybe you said you did the same thing too. So I am going to click on, just one second, I'm clicking her on now. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mary. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. I am so glad that you decided to be one of our volunteers to answer this question. Now, the only thing I could say is if someone else wants to answer that question, text me real quickly and let me know. I also sent you my cell phone number if you want to answer that question as well. So I do have time for more than one. I wanted at least three people to tell me, but I didn't. But the question is, what did you do differently this year for Thanksgiving? Or what did you do in memory of your loved one? So, Linda Grant, please share your experience and what did you do with your family.
Okay, thank you, Mary. When I saw Mary's text that invited someone to share their Thanksgiving memories, I jumped right on it because Thanksgiving has always been my favorite celebration time because God is so awesome, and I just go get overwhelmed to celebrate Thanksgiving season. But it is ironic that I lost two of my favorite persons, my sister during the Thanksgiving season, as well as my husband. On December the 8th will be 2 years since my husband Larry actually transitioned. But again, it was during the season of Thanksgiving that the gloomy times came into my life. Two words have kept me standing, and those words are bonding with my friends and family and the next chapter with my church. I've had a strong support system and with the next chapter, of course. And also, I've been busy with three granddaughters, ages 1, 2, and 3. So God bless me with them. But my testimony in answer to the question is that on this Thanksgiving, I experienced this scripture: to appoint unto them that mourn beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for heaviness, all of which I have experienced. Somehow this Thanksgiving, and I accredit it to that promise from God, I had a burst of energy. I cooked all of the Thanksgiving dinner, and I had invited a head count of 30 or so people, family members and friends. So I greeted my guests with that particular scripture about the beauty for ashes. And I looked around at all of them almost with tears in my eyes, but I said tears of joy. And because all of those faces, family members that I looked at, I said to them that you are my beauty that God has replaced for my ashes. And I just acknowledged that that was the way my heart was feeling. I was just so happy. And God just continued to send that beauty because not only did my 30 guests show up, but I had about 40 guests. They just kept coming from my husband's family, his sisters, his nieces and nephew, and it just made this a very, very joyful time for me. There were so many hugs and so much laughter, and it just demonstrated that God is faithful to his promise, that there really is beauty and joy behind every painful situation. So I just encourage you all that just hang on in there. The ashes will fall. God's love and his glory will prevail. So God bless each of you, and just Just look around and acknowledge the beauty that's in your life and remember that God promised that he would replace the beauty for your ashes. Thank you.
Wonderful, Linda. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wonderful. I have a couple of questions for you. What special dinner, the dinner that you prepared that your husband loved most?
He loved the macaroni, the mac and cheese. It was his favorite. So I made a huge pan of the mac and cheese, and that as well as, let me see, some of the other things. Of course, it's his vegetables. He loved those collard greens. So I made sure I had a big old pot of fresh collard greens as well. And the dessert, his favorite was peach cobbler. Had plenty, a big old pan. And I mean, I mustered up the energy, and I think it was just the adrenaline that flowed in me that enabled me to cook enough food that I didn't run out, even with my extra guests coming in.
Wonderful. That's a lot of people in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
I had about 26, so if you had about 30 to 40, I know how many people that you probably had. And that's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful,
mm-hmm.
Yes. I gave you that adrenaline to cook all that stuff because, I'm sure it helped you along through your emotions to do that cooking.
Yes, ma'am.
All that, you didn't have time to really dwell on your emotions or sadness or anything because it brought you joy doing what you did
yes.
for your guests. Wonderful.
Yes, you are absolutely right. It was just one of the greatest Thanksgivings that, you know, I have enjoyed, you know, since that, those 2 years or 3 years. This one was really, really great.
Okay. Wonderful. I was looking on my cell phone to see if I see anyone that text me wanted to share. There's lots of callers tonight, and I thank you so much for calling in. Now, we only have 8 minutes left. There's something else that I do want to read as well, but I'm still looking at my phone to see if anybody else had called in, text me. But, you know what I mean? If you don't do it tonight and you feel that you want to share, text me, and I'll include you in next week's session. So, because those things that you share does help someone else, or someone else, you know, may have done the same thing as well. So, thank you so much, Linda, for sharing that. That's very important to let others know that you can still see the beauty in the ashes.
Yes. Thank you.
It's less than 2 years for you, so you are you're going through the storm, and it's getting better and better. Day. So
absolutely,
we must thank God for his goodness and his mercy.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome, and I thank you so much. But we only have a few minutes. I wanted to also read something that when I was going over what I was going to talk about tonight, one of my special journal that I get information from. I'm going to read this, and I want you all to try to, it's painful. It hurts sometimes, and when our loved one is not here. But try to when you pray, bring God in your, ask him to bring him in your presence, because he's there. He says, cast all your cares on me, for I am watching over you. I am actually a very good catcher. So throw me in your cares, your anxiety and concern with abandon. As soon as you release these worried things, you can breathe a sigh of relief and refresh yourself in my loving presence. Bring him in. Pray that he brings his presence within you. It doesn't matter if you have to do this many times each day, and sometimes during the night too. He says, I am always awake, ready to catch your cares and bear your burden, because I am infinitely powerful. Bearing your burden does not weigh me down at all. In fact, I enjoy the game of catching very much because I see your loads becoming lighter in your face and become brighter. No matter how much you throw it at me, I never miss. So refuse to let your worries weigh you down. Remember that I am with you, ready to help you whatever you are facing. Instead of muttering over your problems, look to me lightheartedly and say, catch me, Jesus, then fling your cares into my strong, waiting hands. So the next time you start feeling lonely, you want to cry, it hurts so much, you just can't stand it being here alone. Jesus said, catch me, Jesus. That's what he's saying, catch me. So and it's amazing because, you know one thing, little words mean so much. Be still and know that I am God. That's one of the ones that I use. Be still and know that I am God. Because he is God. He has all powers in his hand. So you can say, catch me, Jesus, and right then, I'm sure God is going to let you feel his presence and knowing that he is catching your burden. He wants you to throw it at him. Just like he said, he will never miss. He's always there waiting to hear from you. So find those little words. Be still and know that I am God. Catch me, Jesus, whenever you're going through. Repeat those words. And you'll know, and you'll feel God's presence. And you'll feel better also. So I hope that you have enjoyed this session. Coping method that I went over, try some of those and see if it works for you. And thank Linda so much for sharing her moment for Thanksgiving. And cast all your cares on him. Because just like he said, he never missed. He has all powers in his hand. So allow him to be that person for you. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And he certainly does. Praise be the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burden. Tune in again next week, same time. 10 to 10:30 p.m. And I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'm just waiting for God to say which one of these topics he wants me to talk about. But I hope that you will try some of these coping methods, and it will help you. And be blessed, and thank you to our talk show. Good night. And once again,
good.
Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. Good night.
Good night.
You by surprise, you got this. figured out and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply, you got this in control. And now we know that you make a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Now we're here, looking back on where we come from. Of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you show. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord,
I'm back.